I'm here today to talk to Levon Nikogoshan, founder and CEO of AFPAPA and iGaming Club, one of the industry's most popular new conferences, which is coming to Malaga at the end of May. This headline event will take place over the course of 2 days, starting on May 26th, and we'll see more than 800 attendees gather to talk iGaming, affiliation, and so much more. We'll be there, but will you? Thanks for joining us today, Levon. Can you start by giving our listeners an insight into your background and explain how iGaming Club came to be?
First of all, thanks for this opportunity to share the updates and in general, like the background of our company. This is truly appreciated and really grateful for the chance. First of all, we knew each other quite some time already in the industry. And I would say that at some point you saw maybe some transformation of AFPAPA in front of your eyes, like we were a company that was connecting affiliates and operators online. Then like little by little, we moved into this area of networking event. But yeah, actually the initial start of AFPAPA, it commenced during COVID when with a group of my friends, we were having different conversations, you know, having some free time to contemplate and realize that there is a big gap in the industry when it comes to finding affiliates, finding traffic when operators, you know, would like to launch in some markets or maybe launch in general. And yeah, we thought about the idea of AFPAPA. And since then, there was a team gathered around the project. I was on the side, counseling, helping the team, but I was not involved 100% myself into the project until the end of 2022 when I left my position in EveryMatrix, in Partner Matrix, and concentrated on the AFPAPA project full swing. And later on the iGaming Club, which followed right after that.
Were you surprised how much of an interest there's been in iGaming Club since it started? Because from our perspective, we've seen it grow and grow. 800 attendees booked in to come to the Malaga event, which is incredible.
Yeah, actually, that's the target that we are aiming towards. That's quite ambitious for us. We speak frankly. And yeah, we just decided that for the first standalone conference as such. Previously, we had a conference which we conducted alongside with iGaming Next. In their venue, we had a separate zone for iGaming Club and we had a 2 days of half days event there. But it was not a standalone as such. So it was, of course, with the support and with the help of iGaming Next team in terms of organization, in terms of stand building and so on and so forth. But when you are dealing with it totally on your own, this is a different story. And yeah, I mean, we just came to that point organically. I mean, we never aimed to be going towards some bigger goals, you know, larger target just for the sake of getting there. But it organically grew from like the side events, which we were conducting for our audience into something larger and, you know, a very large event compared to the giants in the industry, obviously. But we are a very niche event dedicated to a very niche vertical of our industry, which are affiliates and operators. And that's what we are aiming towards. You know, we want to bring the relevant people to meet each other, to talk to each other, you know, to get good deals, good contacts, reconnect with their friends, rather than getting into like larger expos where affiliates and operators, they sometimes can, you know, miss each other because of the larger scale of those expos. So I think we will serve the purpose and we will conduct the event we are really working towards.
Brilliant. I think obviously there are events for affiliates out there, but I think they've always been a bit, not ignored, but there's not been enough for affiliates, I think, over the last few years. And it really is encouraging to see what iGaming Club's doing because it's a huge part of the industry and I think they deserve recognition as well. So yeah, thank you for putting that together. My next question is, why Malaga? I know it's a bit of an iGaming fraternity within the city and the weather's obviously fantastic. It's obviously different to the usual locations like London, Malta, Amsterdam. So yeah, just wonder what your thinking was behind hosting it in Malaga?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And we have analyzed quite a lot before deciding the final location where to conduct the event. First of all, we started by analyzing, in general, the territory, the Europe area, where would be the best, you know, in terms of flights, in terms of accommodation, good weather, infrastructure ready to scale in case the event, you know, goes up year by year. And after some analysis, we sort of picked Spain as it got some of the most appealing cities where we could really think of conducting events and scaling up later on. Afterwards, we talked to our customers, our clients, we ran some polls, we asked them their ideas, we sent them surveys. And based on this, we came up to the final decision after shortlisting, I think it was Madrid, Malaga, Marbella, and Valencia. So we picked up Malaga in the end because, first of all, it has the most connections to different airports in this area. Second, it has larger infrastructure than Marbella, so it offers like variety of activities. Marbella is also nice, don't get me wrong, it's a brilliant place, like you can find a lot of activities and attractions there too. But in terms of scalability, I think Malaga is the best location out of all, and obviously it is also interesting for our clients, our audience, to travel here, to see the area and also to feel the Spanish vibe. I think this is one of the best locations to have that.
Absolutely. I don't think you're going to find many people complaining when we're there. It's a wonderful city and it's going to be a brilliant couple of days. So moving on to the event itself, can you kind of talk us through the highlights the attendees can look forward to?
Yep. So the highlights are basically shared on daily basis, you know, within our network. And also we're coming up with some new stuff week by week. So we don't know what plans are we going to have when we get closer to the event. We are planning to conduct about 4 or 5 major things within the conference. First of all, it's the speeches, the speakers, the panel discussions with their absolutely stunning, you know, lineup, and the moderators and the panelists. We are going to tackle all the relevant topics for affiliates and operators for the iGaming affiliation in general. Then we are also conducting the speed dating, which was welcomed by the industry when we first launched it, like maybe 1.5 years ago during one of our networking events. We're welcome. People liked it. And we really saw how you can make people network sometimes when they are really getting ashamed or they are not so extrovert or not in the mood. But these things, they put them in motion and they force them to do some networking, make some new contacts, establish some deals and etc. Then we are also having this booth zone, which is going to comprise about 20 stands of affiliates and operators, and we are welcoming T1 affiliates and operators at the venue. So we're going to have like most of the top names and top players there, and many other activities overall, Sam. I mean, really, there are plenty of things to mention, like the awards, Cognac Zone and stuff like that. But yeah, people can get like more info on that when visiting, you know, our social pages.
You're going to have to tell me a little bit more about that Cognac Zone. I've not heard of that. That sounds exciting.
So, yeah, I don't know if you have heard or not, but Armenia is famous for its Ararat brandies, which we, for some reason, we call them cognacs, but however, they are not cognacs. It's a brandy, because cognac is a brandy from a specific zone from France, right? And these brandies are very famous, like, since back in the day. So we started bringing these brandies to our events, and people really enjoyed that. And there are some scents even, you know, for each brandy. There is a brandy with coffee taste, with peach and cherry and stuff like that. So I think we have ordered around 50 bottles of brandies so that we can, you know, meet a demand of the audience at the event. So we are going to have a corner where people can taste and degustate brandy that we have been so loud about, you know.
So looking forward to a little bit further ahead, actually. After Malaga, we've got iGaming Club Amsterdam, which is obviously going to be bigger and better than ever before, considering it's running alongside other events. So expecting a big crowd. What have you got planned for that event?
Yes, actually, Amsterdam is one of our favorite events since we have started in Amsterdam, like the iGaming Club overall. The first iGaming Club was conducted there in 2022, alongside with IGB, which is one of the greatest events of our industry. I mean, specifically for affiliates and operators. That's my personal opinion. I consider it as the best event. And yeah, we have conducted networking events alongside with IGB because most of our clients are in the area and we want to bring them together. So that was like, you know, a great occasion. And yeah, this year we are also expecting a lot of guests, but honestly speaking, we will be more strict with, you know, allowing specific representatives or companies to visit the event because we want to keep the affiliate and operator networking going. And when you allow like different industry folks, you know, to appear at the event, it ceases to be an affiliate oriented event, because when you have too many software providers, you have too many, you know, service providers at the event, it turns into another thing. So people, rather than looking for traffic or looking for operators to send traffic to, they stumble upon companies that are trying to sell or, you know, provide some software. For that, there are other events, so you can visit and you can meet those companies. What we want to do is we want to keep it affiliate-centric. It's not that we will restrict like all the B2Bs or whatever, but I mean, the idea is in general, like to have at least 80% of our customers to 80% of the guests from affiliate and operator side of the business. That's the goal. So yeah, it's going to be, I think, the same size, even though the demand is there, but we will keep the same size, but we'll work on the quality of the guests much better this time.
Brilliant. We'll look forward to that one. All I think that's left to say is, first of all, thank you for joining us today. And that tickets for iGaming Club Malaga are still available. Am I right in thinking they'll be available right up until the day before the event, or is there a closing off point?
It will be available up until the very end, because we have got like quite large venues for all the activities, which means that we are ready to, you know, any scale of the demand, unless it's like more than we would expect. But I don't think we will reach to that point. So I most likely the registration will be open up until the very last day.